So the big question is this: how these entrepreneurs who started from scratch and had no idea how to sell or market their products or services online, and then later on made over 6 figures, 7 figures, 8 figures, or even 9 figures, became best in their niches and found their dream customers to sell. My name is RJ Ahmed, and find this all out on our Interviews with Entrepreneurs show, where I interview all these entrepreneurs and try to pick their brain on how they actually did all of that and how they took their business as well as their life to the next level. This podcast is all about the entrepreneurs who strive so hard to become super awesome in their niches. Welcome to Interviews with Entrepreneurs. Welcome to Interviews with Entrepreneurs show, where we interview entrepreneurs who are super awesome in their niches. And guys, we are back again with an amazing guest on our show. You know how I got to know about this guest? You know, I think there were some people out there that I knew, such as like guys like Alex Elliott. If you guys been watching this show from the initial start to, you know, to now, you know, like Alex Elliott was one of the very first person that I ever, you know, did the interview with and did my very first live. So she was like, I guess, the part of the Tribes of Buyers event. She was there, and then I saw like the event was hosted by Andrew, and then I started following him as well, and I saw like what the impact he actually made in lives of people out there, not in the business perspective, in the human perspective as well, which is crazy. So if you don't know who Andrew is, Andrew has built and sold an agency of multi-million dollar coaching business out there. Not only that, he's been awarded like three To Comma Club awards out there, which is crazy. Not only that, he have been on the stages with like top entrepreneurs, guys like Damon John, like Jesse Elzer, and so many more. Not only that, he actually believes in the mission of making the impact out there in the lives of other people out there. He, you know, built the house in Mexico as well for other people out there, just to build that impact out there, you know, get rich, give back, and all of those things out there, you know, which is like super fascinated, close to my heart, actually, you know, when I saw that, you know, it was huge. So we're going to talk about a lot more things as well. So please welcome Andrew Cruze. Hey, Andrew, what's up, man?
How are you, dude? Thank you so much. That was such an amazing intro. I appreciate you, man.
Truly appreciate it, man. You know, I've been watching you, following you from, you know, a couple of years now, and I truly appreciate what you do, actually.
Yeah, it's been fun, quite the journey over the past 5 years, and I hope I can bring as much value to your audience as possible here.
Amazing. So, like, if people are living under a rock, can you, like, you know, walk us through a bit of your backstory, like how things started for you initially and where you are at the moment?
Yeah, I don't think they're living under a rock. I'm kind of a micro influencer. But it started with getting out of depression. So I was depressed for 6 years, from 18 to 24, when I was in college and then shortly after college, because of a breakup with a girl that I was absolutely in love with. And then I went down the path of drinking too much and getting addicted to Adderall and joining a fraternity and completely losing myself. So I was numb for 6 years. And then I read this poem when I was 24, when I was in Chicago, called Invictus by William Ernest Henley. Highly recommend anybody out there watching right now reading that poem. It will take 30 seconds, but it just hits. The final two lines are, "I'm master of my fate and captain of my soul." And when I read that on my computer screen, that popped out at me. So I changed my core belief when I was depressed, from somebody is coming to save me and it will change my life and all of that, to No, master my fate, I'm captain of my soul, I'm taking radical responsibility for my own life, and I can make anything I want out of it. That was the pinnacle moment of my life that changed everything, where I set a goal to lose 20 pounds and to quit drinking in 90 days. And day 45, I broke down and cried in the shower. And it was the first time I cried in 6 years. And I was finally starting to feel again from removing alcohol and working out and getting into my body and getting out of my head. And then 30 days later, I was 21 pounds lighter. And then 15 days after that, I was 90 days sober. So that has stuck with me. That was 6 years ago. That has stuck with me this entire time of, I'm master of my fate and captain of my soul. And shortly after that, I quit my sales job and started my first business, which was an agency. Like most people, I bought Tai Lopez's course and not the best course. I think most of us would agree, the social media marketing agency. But what it did bring me was a community of people inside of a Facebook group that was on the same mission as me. I felt less lonely. And it was the turnkey, it was the ignition to me becoming an entrepreneur. So I'm forever grateful for Ty Lopez and that course. And then I joined Dan Henry's course, that was Facebook ads for entrepreneurs. I'm actually in Jeff Miller's office, if any of you guys know Jeff Miller. And we became best friends and we joined that same course. So I'm a big proponent of buying courses, coaching programs, mentorships, brotherhoods, sisterhoods, that sort of stuff, and buying into communities because those are where the like-minded people are at. So, and if you guys know Iconic Becker,
oh my God,
you're making an appearance.
Guest appearance, yes.
Are we
interrupting?
Yeah.
Everything is great.
Yeah.
Rock.
Find
the brotherhood. Look at the light of God.
All
right.
Yeah, cool
guy. Well, if you join courses and coaching programs, that's what you could get in your life. Am I red? I'm embarrassed. That's funny. But yeah, I joined those programs and met some of my best friends through those programs. And my agency, it was tough at first, 3-4 months. I moved back in with my parents to start my agency. And then I hit my first 12K month, 4 months in. It kind of went from 0 to 1K to 12K, just jumped up 1 month. and that was just from being consistent. And then it was finally, these things are lining up. So built that agency, then sold it off for parts. Opened up a Facebook group, which we'll talk about more, so I won't get too much into that because we'll probably break it down step by step. Then over 3 years, built that up to 30,000 members, had a team of 20 people, multi-million dollar business, had a 6K offer, a 30K offer, and worked with people like Eli Wild, Cole Gordon, Doug Botten, Alex Elliott, some other amazing people. And then got burnt out last year and ended up selling it and started a new business called Masters of Fate. And we can talk about that a little bit more as well and that journey after burning out and lessons around selling a business and that sort of stuff if you want.
Yeah, that first of all, that's amazing out there how you had the challenges out there in different phases of your life out there and you actually, you know, rather than being into a kind of like a victim mentality, you are like, screw it, you know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to like make it happen out there. And you, you know, made those changes for yourself, which is, first of all, amazing. And as you mentioned about the agency part out there, I want to, you know, dive deep into it as well. That you mentioned you sold an agency, you sold a coaching business as well later on. How you actually modeled it in such a way where it was even sellable? You know, most people out there are just doing it and, you know, they don't have like either systems in place or they don't have like the proper teams where it don't seem like it is, you know, worthy enough to even sell later on. So like, what was the initial criteria for that? Like, or how, you, if you list down some things, how you list down that so that it makes an agency sellable if someone even thinking about it?
Yeah, the agency sale wasn't that crazy. It was just really selling the, or like giving the clients off and getting a kickback for the clients I gave to my friends for their agencies and that sort of stuff. So that wasn't structured crazy, crazy well. But inside of the coaching business, Tribe of Buyers that I sold last year, the main things were having recurring contracts, MRR, monthly recurring revenue. So we had like $1 million in MRR coming in over the next year. So that made it really sellable and really good. We had really good marketing assets. So we had the Facebook group, we had a strong email list. We had a small YouTube channel and that made it very, very appealing. And our programs were really good. So the main thing and client results. So really what they were, what the buyer bought was the recurring contracts, our IP, our intellectual property that we created. And our marketing assets. Those were the biggest things. And it was, it's more so around like finding the right buyer. And well, there's the setup and finding the right buyer. You don't, having great systems in place is very important, but my systems weren't mind-blowingly good. The main thing is that the buyer finds value in what you're able to provide, and does it fill a gap for them? So the buyer had really good systems. He just wanted more client contracts and he wanted better marketing assets. So it really is just filling a gap, filling a hole for the buyer, the potential buyer. We had like six potential buyers and found one that just like, he was able to carry it on. He was in the same industry. He had programs like ours already. So,
Yeah. So I think the coaching business that you mentioned about, it was around tribes of buyers, if I'm not wrong, correct?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So I believe it was around mostly around like Facebook groups initially, like how do you monetize the Facebook groups and things like that. How it eventually, you know, right now it's like everyone is kind of like doing it, but it, at that time, not like many people are, you know, doing that things out there. There were like a lot of people out there were following you. Even I remember, like, as you mentioned, like Alex Elliott, and there were other people out there as well. I was also like student. I was the student of Kim as well. She had a software group as well, Group Convert, which was amazing. So like, how, you know, it clicked you for groups that time that, hey, you know, it could be thing for me, you know, for going for. And then like how it actually clicked out for you that time.
Yeah, I think I was just in the right boat at the right time. When I was starting out with what I wanted my first entrepreneur to venture to be, I jumped from e-com to Amazon FBA to agency, and I was testing different things out. So anybody that's in the beginning stages, don't just jump in one thing and be like, this is my for everything. I think there's always a testing phase. What is the thing that aligns with me the most? And what stuck for me was agency. And it was really hot at the time. It was good trend. It was good boat to be in. And then I went from agency to opening up a Facebook group and selling messenger bots. Messenger bots were really hot at the time, and I sold templates. I made, dude, crazy thing, I made $62,000 from just selling messenger bots in 1 month because I built out these templates for my agency clients. And then I was like, hey, agency owners, do you want to buy these bot templates that you could flip? And like, it was really easy for them to, it was a good offer. It was really easy for them to implement and sell. And I already had the assets. So that was 1 month where just things started to take off. And it was around like being in the right boat, following the right trend, and just hitting at the right time. So I'm always looking at what is the optimal boat to be in? What boat do I want to be in, and who do I want to row with? Like, those are two really important questions to me. So who do I want to row with is who's on my team that's going to match with the culture, with the values, and do the hardest rowing and be in the right seat in that boat. And then the boat being the company and the offers, which one is the most leveraged, streamlined, most impactful and meaningful to me, so I have the energy to implement. And all of that. So really with any business, it comes down to, am I in the right boat and am I rowing with the right people?
Yeah, that's amazing actually, it makes a lot of sense. And according to that, a lot of people out there just, creating a group for the sake of doing it. You know, I was doing it with the same perspective out there, but when I watched other people out there, they're not just kind of like creating a group, they're creating a community. There's a difference between that. They're like just adding people, but creating a culture, that's something different. What advice would you like to give to other people out there to create a community, but not just other group?
Probably the best advice is know yourself. It's always internal. It's never external. So like identify your values. There's a really good book, The Values Factor by Dr. DeMartini. And know what you actually want out of life and what really resonates with you. So I took that book to the next level over this past year and created my own methodologies around creating values. And there are three sections to our values that we want to create. There's lifestyle values, character values, and operational values. So my top five lifestyle values are community, connection, philosophizing, travel, and family. And then are we frozen here? Maybe I should look it up on Facebook, but I'll keep going, see if it comes back on. then the operational values are things like be your word. And are we frozen? Hold on. Let me see if it's RJ or if it's.
Yep.
Oh, are we back?
Yep, we are back.
Was I frozen or were you frozen?
I think it was, yeah, it was on my end for sure.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
We fixed it. But main thing is knowing ourselves, creating our values, knowing what we really want, and then installing our values into our community, and you will attract the right people into your community. And then tactic strategy wise, people love to talk about themselves constantly, like drop questions in there to allow people to talk about themselves and connect, and provide an immense amount of value through training and Facebook Lives, and provide your own story in there, and answer comments. Like, it's a really simple formula when it comes down to it in creating that community.
That's amazing. And I really believe like these things that you mentioned right now is kind of like a checklist for most of the people out there, just to understand like how to build a community. You know, they often watch these people out there build a tribe, build a community out there, and they're always trying to like kind of like figure out what the fundamentals are actually is. So my next question around, you know, alongside that is, how you actually, you know, define success? You know, for people out there who are on this, let's say in a beginning mark, they're like, hey, you know, we want to make more money, because that's essentially what they need is, you know, and then moving to further on, they're like, okay, cool. Some people have goals like, you know, getting a Tucson Club award, getting awards, things like that. At like how you essentially define success at this point out there, I'm pretty sure like in the past, they were kind of like a monetary goal as well, but I'm pretty sure there are like different goals associated to it as, you know, as well. So what do you think about it?
It's evolved a lot over time, but I found a really simple thing to strive for and what success is to me. And it's just peace and profits. How peaceful am I and how profitable am I? That's the main thing. Like, money provides safety and freedom, doesn't provide happiness and peace, being at peace, being in the moment, being in flow. That's what provides happiness. So I have safety, freedom, and happiness if I'm just striving for peace and profits.
That's amazing. And how you actually deal with yourself out there by watching, you know, since the circle actually, you know, since you're in the multi seven figure mark out there, and you see a lot of people out there in the kind of like the same network or on a higher network as well, just because of that level, how you often not compare yourself with other people out there? Like, how you actually resist yourself for doing that? I'm pretty sure like people face these challenges, like everyone does on every single level, but they kind of like do resist sometime or like do something out there just to make things work out. So like, what do you think about that?
I still do. I still compare myself when I'm scrolling through the newsfeed, when I'm scrolling through Instagram. Yeah, there are times, but it's how quickly I adjust and reframe my thoughts that really matters. That really gets me back on track. And I was talking to my energy coach the other day, Devesh Kumar, shout out to him. He's fucking incredible. But we were talking about Power versus Force, really good book, and how when we usually start our business, it starts with honor, which brings us power, which brings us influence, because we're striving for creativity and creating something new and making something of ourselves and just internal honor. And then there's this thing that shifts to, we start to tap more into pride, and it puts us more in this mode of being forceful and just like forcing things to happen instead of coming from the childlike mindset and being creative and doing it from a place of creativity and just wanting to create something new. And it was just a really powerful reminder where it's like, it's all internal. It's all about tapping into honor for ourselves or the internal that will create that flow in our life and that power, instead of coming from pride of, these are the things that I built, or these are the people that I need to be better than, which creates a lot of force, a lot of stress, a lot of angst, a lot of all of that stuff that might work for a little bit, but over time will start to degrade.
Yeah. And I remember, you know, we interviewed like Steve Larson on the podcast, you know, a couple of episodes back, and he said one thing, it's you versus you and you versus yesterday. So it's like, yep. never try to compare yourself. A follow-up question alongside that, you know, since we talked about the comparison, the other part, which is the networking initially. You know, what is the initial difference between a person who is networking at a six-figure level, seven-figure level, multi-seven-figure level? You know, what is the actual differentiation between that, or like what's the actual difference between that?
It gets a hell of a lot easier when you've produced results and you are of value to other people. Like just the results that I've been able to produce, and like just like it's less around the awards that I'm holding and more around the value that I'm able to provide for other people. And if you're holding those awards, people might walk up to you, but are they going to stay? If you got these awards because just strategies, tactics, and you didn't internally change, those people aren't going to stick around you and want to network with you. But what I found is the more internal work that I do and the more valuable I become to other people, the more they want to engage in those conversations and network and work with me when we're actually talking in person or online or anything like that. So people will show up for the awards, but they'll stay because of who you are and the value you can provide them in that conversation.
So becoming a valuable person out there to the other, you know, other part of your network as well, just to stay relevant with them, right?
100%. And it's like, how do I become valuable? Well, it's become useful to the people around you by changing, like by improving your skill sets that you have. Become the best in the world at one thing, and so many people will want to work with you. Pick one thing and just fucking go for it. That one thing that lights you up and that's in line with your values and what you truly want out of life. And if you love it, you're not going to stop. You're going to want to keep going. And it's just a matter of time. It's just compound interest of taking that action over time. It's going to get you to the place where you want to go.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So I want to talk about the story out there that you guys actually went to Mexico. I've been watching, like binge watching the stories out there of you, of Umar, you know, Umar Eletta, Doug Bowden. Like I was watching these stories out there. You guys were building like houses for, I was watching these young kids, you know, playing football, skating, and all of those things. How is the actual experience for you, particularly with all of those other fellow entrepreneurs as well? And how much fulfillment you got actually after doing that?
Yeah, dude, great questions, man. I've done three house builds in Baja, Mexico. Yeah. It has been the most fulfilling experiences of my life, where every single time I leave with a new perspective on life and so much gratitude in my heart that pays this invisible ROI, this invisible dividend over time from just shifting and changing my energy from giving back. Like you show up to these house builds and these families in Baja, Mexico are living in dirt with their babies with just like plastic tents over their head. And we leave 3 days later with a completely built house with two bedrooms, a living room, and an attic. Like they're gonna, like the first, when I donated the house, and it's only like $15,000. I donated one on my birthday last year. And we showed up, and Omar, you know Omar, how good he is at asking questions. We're standing on the pavement where the house is going to be. And he asks the family, hey, what are you most excited for? And the family pauses for a second and just says, to be warm. They just wanted to be warm. Like, it's insane how much you can impact, like not just that family, but a generation of families by building a house and giving them safety. Like that, like still talking about that, it just gives me chills. It's like you're impacting that family in such a big way for generations and generations and helping them go up Maslow, like helping society go up Maslow's hierarchy of needs, where you're providing safety for them, and then they can sleep better at night. They're less fearful. They're moving more towards a love state in their body, where they can take more actions on their goals. And it's just like, that's one of my big projects. It's just building more houses for families who don't have them. So.
Yeah. Like, first of all, like, huge props for doing that. You know, it was, I've been watching the stories out there, and I was talking with Umar as well. Like, I consider him like my big brother out there for sure. But like, the impact that you guys made was amazing. And as you mentioned, which is so true, like, sometimes we take so many things for granted. You know, we have health, wealth, you know, we have good house, good place, good food to eat. You know, so many things out there we always take for granted. And again, try to compare ourselves with other people. Like, hey, you know, we don't have this or that. We forget about like our basic necessities we have. You know, huge props to you, man, for that. That's amazing.
Yeah, dude, that in like just understanding what other people have gone through. And yeah. I had a moment last night where I just finished work. I was walking down the street. This homeless person stopped me and was like, yo, dude, thank you so much for stopping. Like, nobody else is stopping. Like, he had blood running down his neck. And he was like, dude, I have a parasite that I need to get fixed. And I've been trying to get help somebody to give me $16 for the whole day, and nobody's done it yet. Help me. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Because it's fucking nasty. And I just wanted to help him. So he went to CVS. I got him a coffee. I got him water. And then I got $20 for him. And then he started going into his story and was like, dude, like what's going on in your life? Like, I was asking him questions. And he was like, dude, my life was so great. I had a car. I had a house. And then COVID hit. And my grandpa died. Or my dad died, and then my wife and my daughter died in a car accident, and it has just been downhill from there. And it's like, whoa, like this random homeless guy that came up to me, my initial reaction was like, whoa, I didn't know his story. Yeah. I didn't know what he had been through. And hearing that, I was just like, fuck, man. So I was just like, dude, everything's happening for us. Have you ever done breath work? That's really helped me with my anxiety. Like, giving them, like, just kind of like, you can do anything in your life. Like, just put your mind to it. This is my mindfulness bell, by the way. Goes off every 30 minutes. But I didn't know what he had gone through. And then hearing that, I'm just like, wow, this person just needed it. Like, people in his life that could install him with positive beliefs and tell him that he could do anything. And like, the more we surround ourselves with those people, the less likely we are to fall in those situations when like losing somebody in our lives is deeply, deeply painful. But if we have the right people in our lives to support us through that, we don't fall as far as that guy fell, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah. That's so amazing, you know? Yeah, that's so true. And speaking of that, you know, I recently saw, like, you also started your own podcast as well, which is Masters of Faith. You know, you wear the cap as well. Talk us more about that, like, what that podcast is all about. And, you know, I watched a couple episodes of that, but I want to let the people know about that as well.
Yeah, so Masters of Faith LLC is my new company. I started about a year ago. And we have the first thing that we launched was the Masters of Fate Brotherhood back in April.
Yeah.
So what people really need right now is to go internal and discover their beliefs, their values, their vision, and implement the skill sets that help them achieve their business vision and their life vision with like-minded guys. So we launched that brotherhood to achieve that, to help guys master their mindset, energy, relationships, and finances. And then we're opening up a sisterhood side in about a year or so, hiring a female CEO for that. And it just comes down to evolving the next generation of men and maturing the world in love and consciousness and focusing on the internal instead of the external, to get what we want out of life, but also the people around us and help the people around us win. So over the past year, traveling all over the place and doing a lot of self-reflection, creating my own IP, my own methodologies that creates fulfillment out of life, not just success, because success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. Creating all that, bringing that to the brotherhood, and just changing what masculinity actually means. It's not this macho thing that you need to be macho. It's really about being able to balance the masculine and feminine inside of you, to be able to create the space between the notes to make the music, and to be able to flow in life instead of force all the time, and to be able to know what you want and lead and get what you want, and help other people get what they want at the same time. So bringing whole different methodologies in creating fulfillment in life and business is what the podcast is all about and what the brotherhood is all about. And we have 55 guys in there right now, ranging from six-figure entrepreneurs to eight-figure entrepreneurs. And just like, dude, it lights me up so much more than Tribe of Buyers. People just show up with a full heart and just pour it out to the other guys in there. It's so cool.
Yeah, that's so amazing. And I will definitely gonna post up the link of your podcast in the show notes and also in the comment section down below, so people can go and listen it and be the part of your world as well. I can see one guy have a question out there, like, any big takeaway from selling your business, and just curious why you sold it.
Big takeaway. Oh, so my biggest takeaway is have a vision for yourself before you sell your business. So I fell into 2-3 months of depression, because in the same month I sold my business and broke up with my girlfriend. So I lost a vision of the future.
Yeah.
So if I had sat down, connected with myself, and created a vision for myself, I would have had a vision for my future. I would have had hope. I would have had inspiration, and I would have taken action. Without a vision for my future, I fell into a depression. So have a vision, a well-defined vision for your future before you sell your business. And what was the second part to that question?
Yeah, it was actually like, he was curious, like, why you actually sold it. I think that was something that we kind of like discussed in the early part of the interview as well. But if you want to like summarize that, you can. Otherwise.
My heart fell out of it. Like, I'd been running that business for 5 years and it wasn't aligned with me anymore. I had all the money that I wanted. So it was like, I want to spend my time doing what I want. And over the past year, I identified that's community, connection, philosophizing, travel, and family. I want to be deep in community. That's why I created Masters of Fate Brotherhood. I want to connect deeply with people. So Masters of Fate Brotherhood, talking about things that are deeply meaningful to us. Philosophizing, thinking deeply about subjects, and hiring the right people on my team so I have the time and space to do that. Being able to travel, we have 2 events per year, and then we do mini brotherhood meetups. So boom, now I get to travel all the fucking time. And family is building my future family. So continuing with my wealth building and creating that freedom and safety for not just me, but my family as well, and attracting that partner into my life. That aligns with my values and my mission. So it came down to starting that business, not knowing my values or documenting them very well, and then getting to a place where I'm like, this doesn't line me up, to selling it and totally reinventing myself and my businesses. So they're aligned with my values.
So I hope that answered your question, man. Well, the one of the last questions I want to ask right now from you is, like, what's your goal or plan for the next 5 years? Like, what's your thought about it? Like, is there any master plan or things that you thought about? Okay, these are the things I kind of like want to achieve internally, externally, in the business sense for in the next 5 years.
We have pretty well documented business and business vision, and I have pretty well documented life vision. The main thing for me is just evolving in peace and profits. Like, the more peaceful I can be through following little body nudges, knowing my own rhythms, meditation, breath work, visualization, going on retreats, doing plant medicine, all of that stuff, and being more at peace. And then profits, just hiring the right people on my team. That's the main thing. Right team, right systems, right offers.
Yeah.
And it's game over. And where we want to go is mix Eastern philosophy with Western philosophy to find balance so we can totally transform this world and help people become fulfilled, not just successful. And creating communities for people like the Masters of Faith Brotherhood and the Sisterhood, where people can come and talk about their visions, their values, their beliefs, what they're doing, their goals. And it's not just this, hey, ask me a question on Zoom and then I'll answer it. No, it's a collective, and the collective minds are helping each other grow. So that, and releasing the Life Mastery app that helps you create your vision, your values, your beliefs, and track your progress towards those things. And launching Masters of Wealth and Masters of Business pretty shortly here. I just brought on Nick Robbins as my business partner. He's an absolute legend in the space, built an 8-figure agency, just exited that. So just building the team and transforming this world by first transforming myself. So those are the main
things. That's amazing, man. And I really wish you best of luck for the goals and things that you have in your mind out there. Where people can follow you and be the part of your world?
Oh, best part or best place is my personal Facebook. If anything that I talked about stood out and was like, man, I want to learn more about my beliefs or my values or my vision, or how I can engage in communities, or just life advice or business advice in general. My TikTok is the best. Honestly, I forget the name of my TikTok, but you can probably
search. I'll find it and post it up.
You can probably search Andrew Kruse and find it, K-R-O-E-Z-E. And then Instagram as well, Captain Kruse, Captain with a K. That's where I post funny memes and that sort of stuff. So if you like humor, that's a good place to go.
That's amazing. So yeah, guys, I will post up all of the social media links, also the link of the podcast as well, in the comment section down below, also in the show notes as well, so you guys can have a look and be the part of Andrew's world. Well, Andrew, thank you so much for being on the show today. Any last thing that you want to say before we round the show up?
Take radical responsibility for your life and mature in love and consciousness. That's it. And make promises and keep promises to yourself. Those are the simple things that have made my life a billion times better. And I want to say thanks for listening, and RJ, fucking great questions, brother. Thank you. So grateful.
Thank you, man. Truly appreciate it. And thank you guys for watching again. Thanks again, Andrew, for being on the show. And yeah, guys, I will see you guys in the next episode. Until then, have a great day. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Now, if you're someone who wants to interview these super successful entrepreneurs so that you can build multi-million dollar network alongside leveraging their audience as well, I've created a script that allowed me to book over $1 billion plus worth of entrepreneurs on my show, and you can get it free for now. So just go to billiondollarscript.com, and it's billiondollarscript.com, and don't forget to leave a 5-star review, and I will see you guys in the next one. Oh,